The last thing I want to do in this session before we break for lunch is to do the 23rd Psalm, which is an interesting mantra of protection. There's a story, there's many stories with the 23rd Psalm, but my favorite one is from World War I, and there was an infantry group that everybody was getting wounded or killed around them except for this one platoon. And it turned out that every morning before they would go in to do their battle, they would chant the 23rd Psalm together. And it's a mantra of protection. And although it comes out of the Judeo-Christian tradition, and certainly it has clearly its roots there, it is also a description of the ascension process out of the Hermetic system of Egypt. And so I want to touch upon that as before I do the chant so that you can have that in mind, because it's not about religion in this context. It's about the connection to your own celestial soul, which is an aspect of you. So the prayer is not to anything outside of yourself. It is actually to another dimensional aspect of you that is outside of time and space. And as I mentioned before, this, according to the Hathors, is the number 5, meaning outside of time and space. It's the number of the Hierophant or the magician. So when you're in the 5th dimension of your consciousness, and you can be there and still be in your body, that's the beauty of alchemy. You don't have to die to go to the 5th dimension. You can be in your body. It's a matter of shifting your attention. When you're in this dimension, all types of things occur. So going through the chant, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The Lord referring to your celestial soul, your Ba. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," meaning that when you're in the connection with your celestial soul, you are never in want. You never feel lack. No matter what the external circumstances of life may be, you're actually not in a state of lack. I've known some people who are extremely wealthy, and some of them are some of the most miserable people on the planet because they're so worried about what's going to happen to their money. And I've known some people who have very little, and they're the happiest people. So there's no relationship at all between money and happiness. So what the beginning says is that "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Meaning, when you're in relationship to the celestial soul, you're guided into life situations where there is nourishment. Green pastures, not dried up, dead things. Green pastures. "He leadeth me beside the still waters." Meaning, that still place in consciousness where the small voice of your own divinity can speak to you. "And he restoreth my soul." It comes from the stream of still waters. Then, "He preparest a table for me in the midst of mine enemies." And this is both the inner enemies and the outer enemies, because the real enemy is inside us. And there are some outside enemies, there's no question about that. But what the psalm is referring to is the inner enemies of our greed, our confusion, our violence, our delusions. These are enemies, and they prevent us from sitting at the table of abundance. And so, "He prepares a table for me in the midst of mine enemies." In other words, even though we may be in our stuff, knee-deep in our caca, in conflict, when we are in connection with our own celestial soul, in the midst of all that inner conflict and turmoil, there is a table that is laid for us. "He prepares a table for me in the midst of mine enemies." And then, "He anointeth my head with oil." Now, this refers to the ureus, because in this alchemical tradition that we're talking about, when your life force rises up into the head centers, it's a light, but it has a liquid quality that is like an oil. And it's the anointing of the head means the anointing of the higher centers. So suddenly you have spiritual vision and you have direct connection, what's called gnosis, direct divine revelation. "So my cup, he anointeth my head with oil, my cup runneth over." I mean, the blessings start overflowing in the inner world and the outer world. And then it shifts tonality and says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. So the reality of life is that we're living in the midst of death all the time, because people die all the time. In your own body, cells are dying at this moment, and new cells are being created in this moment. It's a simultaneous event, life and death. But especially in this time that we're entering, we're in the valley of the shadow of death, because the old world is dying as we have known it. And it is like we're walking collectively through the valley of the shadow of death. And then it says, I shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So the rod, as I explained yesterday, refers to the connection from the celestial soul through the central axis of the body, in through the heart, all the chakras, down to the base of the spine. And when it's grounded into the base of your spine, that celestial connection is flowing into the physicality of your body. And there is no fear when that is occurring. The staff refers to the crook staff that a shepherd would use, and this is the flow of Sekhem, or life force, as it moves up from the base of the spine into the higher brain centers. And this is the ascension process, according to the ancient Egyptians, where Sekhem moves upward into the head, becomes the uraeus, the sacred serpent, and the head is anointed. So, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And then it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Because when we're in that connection to the transcendent aspect of ourself, there is a type of mercy and a softness, no matter what is going on. And then I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Meaning, you're in the house of your own celestial soul. So when I do the chant, I will do it one aspect that is different than it is traditionally done, because I will alternate between the masculine and feminine aspect. Because it's, if you look at every perennial philosophy and every alchemical system, there's a point in the personal transformation of the individual where a goddess figure has to be called upon to assist. In the Sophia, or has to come and descend, or Venus, or Mary, or Kuan Yin, or Tara, whatever tradition there is this, in terms of alchemy, there is the feminine aspect. And in the tradition that the psalm actually comes out of, the anointing of the head was always, or most often, done by women. The anointing of the head. So when I do the psalm here, I'm going to alternate back and forth between the masculine and feminine, which is different than how it's normally done. And while I'm doing it, all you need to do is to hang out with your awareness at the celestial soul, that point above you that we've been working with. You just put your awareness there. If you want to send appreciation there, you can, but you don't have to, because it's going to activate it. It's a key. The mantra is a key that opens up the celestial soul.